the son of the co-founder of the World Economic Forum, WEF, is on a mission, calling on Swiss authorities to rid the country of these organizations and to arrest their leaders, as well as big tech and pharma executives. Why? They injected a bioweapon into 5.7 billion people, including him, and now he's dying. Geneva. The head of the snake. Analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Story at a glance. Pascal Najati, son of World Economic Forum, WEF, co-founder Hussein Najati, is calling on the Swiss authorities to arrest the leaders of the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization and Gavi, all of which are headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, as well as big tech and big pharma executives, for injecting a bioweapon into 5.7 billion people. In 2022, Najati filed criminal charges against Swiss President Alain Berset for misleading the Swiss people about the COVID shots. Najati has also filed a civil case against Pfizer at the New York Supreme Court for harm done to him by the Pfizer COVID injection. Gavi, founded by Bill Gates, has diplomatic immunity in Switzerland, and its immunity clauses go beyond even that of diplomats. Gavi's immunity covers all aspects of engagement, including criminal business dealings. They can do whatever they want without repercussions. Gavi is also completely tax-exempt. Another Gates-founded and funded organization headquartered in Geneva, the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria, also has diplomatic immunity. Everything evil in the world, related to democide, comes from Geneva. That's a quote from Pascal Najati, a former banker and son of World Economic Forum, WEF, co-founder Hussein Najati, who claims his father left the WEF, out of disgust, in the early 80s. Hussein, founder of AmBank, one of the largest banks in Malaysia, was assassinated in Ceylon in 2013.23. According to Najati, evil organizations engaged in democide, the murder of people by government, include the World Health Organization, the Global Alliance for Vaccine Immunization, Gavi, and the WEF, all of which are headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. This is why he calls Geneva the head of the snake. Najati is now calling on the Swiss authorities to arrest the leaders of these organizations, along with big tech and big pharma executives, because the WEF, WHO, Gavi, big pharma, big tech, and Bill Gates all advocated for a global humanity injection, with a bioweapon, injecting nanolipids, which are classified as toxic for, into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity. One of the reasons Najati is so adamant about holding these organizations accountable is because he trusted the information given, got three doses of Pfizer's mRNA shot in 2021, and is now dying from the effects. It's a democide, and you'll be judged, he says. It will be corrected in the name of humanity. Najati goes after Swiss government and Pfizer. Video link. In December 2022, Najati filed criminal charges against Swiss President Alain Berset, formerly the Swiss Minister of Health, for misleading the Swiss people about the COVID shots. 5. Among the false statements highlighted by Najati was Berset's claim that vaccinated people were not contagious and could not spread the virus. 6. A claim he must have known was untrue at the time he said it, October 27, 2021. First of all, Pfizer never conducted any tests to determine transmissibility among the jabbed, so they had no data. Moreover, 3 months earlier, August 3, 2021, the Swiss Federal Office of Public Health, FOPH, had announced findings showing vaccinated people can spread the coronavirus just as frequently as unvaccinated people. 7. Criminal charges include assault, bodily harm, and abuse of office. The charges are reportedly still under investigation. He discusses this case with Rebel News in the video above. In March 2023, he also filed a civil case against Pfizer and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration at the New York Supreme Court in Manhattan for harm done to him by the Pfizer COVID shot. 8.9.10 That case is discussed in the video below. Charges were also filed against the two doctors who injected him with a toxic substance. 11. Video link. The Geneva Syndrome. According to her bio, 12.13 Astrid Stuckelberger is an internationally recognized expert on issues related to evaluating scientific research for policymakers, in particular in health and innovation assessment, pandemic and emergency management training, and in optimizing individual and population health and well-being. She's also a published author, with a dozen books to her credit, as well as more than 180 scientific articles, policy papers, and governmental and international reports. Between 2010 and 2020, Stuckelberger was also a professor at the Universities of Applied Science in Switzerland, and a senior lecturer at the University of Lausanne. When she started speaking out against the COVID-19 narrative, her university positions were cancelled. Stuckelberger refers to what she calls the Geneva Syndrome. What she means is that most of the people who work in these Geneva-based organizations do not understand what they're working toward, and those who do understand are too afraid to speak out because the power wielded by these entities is so great. Instead, they speak in code or try to wake people up to the reality of what's planned in indirect ways. What's planned, of course, is a one-world government ruled by an unelected cadre of technocrats. The agenda that has become apparent over the past 3 years has been in the works for decades, but there was always some semblance of law and order, some checks and balances. What we're seeing now is that the individuals involved have become so emboldened they don't even care that people can see them flouting the rules and changing them to fit their own aims. The WHO, for example, does not have the authority to dictate orders to the world, yet that's what they did. Now, they're simply trying to legalize and make permanent their power grab through the implementation of a new pandemic treaty, amendments to the international health regulations and One Health, none of which can be voted on by the public. Why do Gates organizations enjoy diplomatic immunity? Stuckelberger was the first to publicly point out that Gavi, the vaccine alliance founded by Bill Gates, has diplomatic immunity in Switzerland. 14.15. More specifically, Gavi has qualified diplomatic immunity, which is odd, considering the organization has no political power that would warrant it. Odder still is that Gavi's immunity clauses go beyond even that of diplomats. Gavi's immunity covers all aspects of engagement, including criminal business dealings. Gavi is a non-governmental organization that is allowed to operate without paying any taxes, while also having total immunity for anything they do wrong. They can do whatever they want, without repercussions. Equally strange, Gavi is completely tax-exempt. So, to summarize, Gavi is a non-governmental organization, GO, that is allowed to operate in Switzerland without paying any taxes, while also having total immunity for anything they do wrong, willfully or otherwise. Another Gates-founded and funded organization headquartered in Geneva, the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria, also has diplomatic immunity. 16.17. Like that of Gavi, the agreement between the Swiss Federal Council and the Global Fund includes articles specifying the inviolability of their premises and archives. No agent of the Swiss public authority can enter or search them without express consent of the executive director of the organization. Their archives may not be searched, regardless of their location, and, in the conduct of its business, the organizations enjoy immunity from every form of legal process and enforcement. The only person who can waive this immunity is the executive director himself, or an authorized representative. But if you're engaged in criminal activity, would you waive your immunity to search, seizure and prosecution? The inclusion of that article alone reveals volumes. It's what you'd want if you knew that what you were doing could get you in legal trouble, sooner or later. One of the few exceptions to the ironclad immunity clause is the civil liability for damages caused by a vehicle belonging to the operation. The nation-state of Gates. In her 2021 testimony to the German Corona Extra Parliamentary Inquiry Committee, Stuckelberger also detailed the highly unusual agreement between the WHO, Gates and Swissmedic, the Food and Drug Administration of Switzerland. According to Stuckelberger, Gates requested to be part of the WHO's executive board in 2017, ostensibly because he's one of its largest funders. Essentially, he, as an individual, sought to gain the status of a member state. There's no evidence that Gates was ever granted this status, but he may still have more power over the WHO than his funding already grants him. Essentially, it appears that when he did not get voted in as a one-man nation state, Gates created three-party contracts with member states and the WHO instead, essentially placing himself on par with the WHO. According to Stuckelberger, on one of those three-way contracts is between Gates, the WHO and Swissmedic. This arrangement is yet another piece of evidence that private-public partnerships have been hijacked by private interests, which also happen to enjoy the same or even greater liability protections than nation-states. Building a global, we the people, movement. Najati insists that Switzerland must return to its neutral roots. Swiss neutrality has to be restored, he says, and once restored, the country must never again allow institutions like the WEF, WHO and Gavi to gain foothold. The snakehead is in Geneva, Najati says. I call it a direct, clear and present danger to the Swiss population. But I can tell you, it is being cut off. If you have a house of cards, of a criminal entity, one card pulled by justice and the whole card house collapses. But from hope alone it is not done. Everybody must now change the spirit. All the vaccinated, the injected, knowing that they are poisoned, we are the masses. We are billions of people. Let's just stand up and say, stop. We will not comply, because we are the guardians of humanity and our light obliterates the darkness of evil.